So what's your role? I wanted to get into that. Happy Dad. What's your role?
My role in Happy Dad? Like, we have this conversation like once a month where we like try to like figure out what my role is. We don't have one.
Nah, yeah.
Because I do everything.
Bunch of shit,
yeah, everything. And like
if you put one title in, it would be downplaying your role.
My role is just to be there in any and all ways that I can and just be the asset that I am.
What I wanted to ask off of that, because before you mentioned you were like, all these people I'm meeting now and all these people I've known for 10 plus years.
Yeah.
Like, is there people you would meet now and still get those butterflies, or is it kind of like...
There's only a few people that I've ever been like, oh fuck, like I have butterflies. It's actually one of my best friends right now.
Yeah.
And we actually currently live together. His name is Black Bear. He's an amazing artist.
You live with Black Bear?
Yeah, me and Bear live together.
What the fuck?
Exactly. So random. But
that's not even my type of music. I know who that is.
Yeah.
Does time freak you out ever?
No.
So it does freak me out. And I had a feeling you were gonna say no. And I need to hear the reason why.
I love my age. I love that I am gonna be getting wiser and getting richer. Am I gonna get scared of that? That's like asking me, hey, do you want $1,000 right now or no? I'm gonna take the 1,000. Mm-hmm. I call it collect 200 and go.
Yeah.
I look at life like Monopoly. You know, I think being optimistic is one of the most important things that humans can ever
do.
Because life is scary, life is dark.
Kill you.
Yeah. And if you can't create light on your own, well, then guess what? Sometimes you're going to be in rooms where it would never exist unless you brought it out.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.
Before we get more of your opinions real quick, I need to tell the people who you are, okay? So this is Roman.
Hey, Roman Royale. Red Cup Royale. Roman Red Cup Royale.
Oh, that's official?
What we're doing. Yeah, we're doing
That's your real name, Roman Royale?
It's as real as it gets.
Real as it gets?
Yeah.
That, people ask me that a lot. Like, Joey Joy, is that like your real name? Like,
yeah.
My real last name? Someone didn't believe me earlier. But so this is actually like someone that I look up to. This is someone that I'm impressed by. This guy makes everything look smooth.
Appreciate you, bro.
And he got me hyped for a little bit because he moved to Miami for like a second.
Yeah, we were hooping. We had some hoop, you know what I'm saying?
And then I hit him up the hoop the next week. He's like, I moved back to LA. So he broke my heart. But
I did a year there. It was enough for me.
I'm glad. It felt shorter than that.
I was traveling a lot, so it felt shorter. But I was there. I had my lease at the Paramount for a year.
Yeah. So
it was
that
nice.
Was like fire. Was That's what got you over to Miami?
Once we launched the nicotine side of things for fire, flavored tobacco got banned in California.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking simultaneously. Like, let's just pretend day of, boom, then the law passes.
Yeah.
Then me and my partner are like, holy shit, what do we do? He's like, let's pack it up and move to Miami. And then we'll start there and then move our way back through the country.
Yep.
And so that's what we did.
Oh, you did that? So
it was, it was that simple.
You executed it?
Yeah, we executed that. We go. We built a whole Miami team. It was just him and I. We had a fucking sick-ass spot, three bedrooms, mine, his, and then an office. And then it was cool. It was a good time, good era.
Roman, who would you say you are? Like, if someone, because Mitch asked me, if I have you on social media, like, I have the fire shit in my living room, like, I got the vape pillows and shit, and people, I'm like, yeah, my boy Roman, actually, and they're like, oh, like, what? I'm like, he does a lot of shit. And
I think I have the proper title.
Mitch was asking me, and he's like, how do you describe? I'm like, yo, Roman's who I want to be when I grow up. Like, that's what I tell people.
I'm not mad at it. It's not the worst person to be. There's definitely worse.
So how would you sum it up? Like, who is Roman Royale? Like, what?
Let's just say this is a tough question too, because like
I know
feel like
this,
I could get very egocentric.
I know you, and I couldn't even give a good answer.
Yeah, I think subtly I would say serial entrepreneur and tastemaker.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I am affiliated in a handful of businesses that I'm a partner in, that I help scale, and I, you know, contribute with all of what I do, which is, you know, marketing to the nth degree, as well as like taste making in general as well. Like, not only like my own personal life, but like everything business related as well.
Yeah.
I play two roles in everything and anything that I touch. And I play a role where I am the face of, as well as like a logistic back end marketing side of things as well. Like, I love both, right? I'm not like, I don't need to just be talent, right? Like, I heavily enjoy being like on the back end business side of like understanding how, what, who, where we can do to like scale, you know? So like, it's just really that simple, you know? But it's like also like, there's not many of me.
No.
And there's like, I also have such an unorthodox way of doing everything in general.
Yeah.
So it's like, Yeah, when you take something like that,
well, I think there there's not many of you. I think there is a lot of people that try to do what you do, at least give off the persona that they're doing. What you do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, and I meet some people like that too. And also, like, and it could just be like they haven't got it yet, you know. But like, dude, listen, I'll tell you this much. I have two things to say that kind of like correlate. One is everyone wants to be at a let's just say a good place, like in life, right?
Yeah.
In general, everyone wants to be at the good place, right? The problem with like our society now is like nobody wants to put in the work that it takes to be at the good place.
Yep.
Like, dude, oh my God, the shit that I've had to do to be able to live a life that is fulfilling for me.
Yeah.
Like, I've put in so much fucking blood, sweat, and tears. And, like, I was doing this behind the scenes for so long. And it's like, you know, that isn't necessarily something that we showcase.
Yeah.
You know, however, the results and the reality, you know, that is absolutely what we showcase. And we did everything that we needed to do to get here. And I always say this still. I am still, like, a little guy in this big world.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to be a big guy in the big world.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's my goal. And every day I try to do at least one thing to like progress towards
get
that goal.
To
so,
that. Yeah.
But I mean, dude, shit is great for me. Like, shit is great. So
you're like an interesting dude, and you have your hand in a lot of situations.
Yeah. Oh, and that's what I was going to say. I can't, like, I am not the guy to be like, let's focus on this one company and grow it. And it's going to be the, and I'm like, and that may be a con as well.
Mm-hmm.
Although, like, I have to be, I need bing, 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 and bing. And then we're going to use it all as an asset, and we're going to go fucking kill it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, that's me.
How'd you get, that's me. Did you, how'd you get your, like, start? Like, what is it? You're from out here, no?
Yeah, so I'm not from too far away. So, I'm from, like, Long Beach, Paramount area.
Okay. That, to me, that's
close. 562 reps up. You feel me? Yeah. Yeah. SoCal born and raised. Me and the homie were just chatting about it.
Snoop Dogg.
And, yeah. So,
Cameron.
I lived there for a while. I was born in Downey, but like I never lived in Downey. Uh-huh. My mother must have just been getting some in and out or some shit, and I'm like
ready
popping out. Where's the closest hospital type shit? But I mean, I love all my Downey folks as well. Uh-huh. And then I was living in like kind of back and forth between like Paramount and Long Beach for a while. Like, Paramount's like borderline Compton area.
Yep.
Cherry Park and Paramount. Cherry Park and Compton, I'd always be like on the park at the border, so like whatever, you know. But like that's where I'm from.
That's your hoop.
Yeah. Was I hooping there? Hell no, I wasn't hooping there. Probably just not, bro. That shit was scary, bro. I'd be riding my bike. I got like a tiny little dirt bike, like a 50cc.
Yeah.
And I remember, bro, there was one time where I was riding my bike, bro, and I had like 12 kids trying to chase me down and beat me up for my bike.
Shut up.
Like, so I didn't really frequent like popping out too much there because like honestly it was pretty dangerous. But like, you know, whatever. I had my little area I was staying, and then you don't go past that.
And you went to high school?
I went to high school in Artesia.
Where's that?
Which is like, yeah, these are all just going to sound like random cities to you. But like, my upbringing is a little complicated because my parents were split when I was born. They never got married.
Yeah, mine didn't either. Mine never got married.
You
they?
Get it. You get they it. Dipped. And
how old were they when they had you?
My mom was young, bro. My mom was 17. Like, I popped out when my mom had just turned 17, and my dad was 19. So my parents. So like growing up, like I didn't have a great relationship with my dad until I was older, but my mom and I were best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because she was still a fucking kid,
low-key,
like, or immature, or, like, young 20-year-old. Like, my mom would, like, pick me up from school, and I'd tell her, like, I'd get bullied, and she'd be like, fuck them up. Like, don't worry. Like, if they call me, like, I'll make sure, I'll pretend I'm mad, and, like, you're okay. And I'd be like, all right, bet. Like, it was like my sister growing up, so.
Yeah, that's it. So that's your homie. That's your partner in crime.
Yeah, it was
You
fun.
Have siblings?
So, yes, I have siblings. I have a little brother who I love. That's my dog. We're kind of beefing right now, but it's okay. It happens. But I love the kid. I look out for him. He's my half-brother, but I consider him my full brother.
Mm-hmm.
And he's – I just spit. He's 17. And then my dad – lives out of state, and I don't see him all too often. And he has a wife and three kids, but they're all young, like 4,
yeah,
2,
yeah,
1.
Yeah, yeah.
And so – you
don't know them too well.
I don't really, you know, I've met them all and stuff, but like, you know, I'm not like, you know, I just I'm not around, and neither are they. Yeah. So, but I got my brother. So, like, we just we'll draw it there. You know.
So you were how old were you when? No caller ID keeps calling me. How old were you when?
Calls be out of pocket these days. It's yeah, crazy.
What the hell's good with that? So how old were you when your brother was born? Your little brother.
So he's fucking 17 and I'm 30. So whatever 30 minus 17 is, which is 13. Probably 12?
Yeah,
12 or 13, right? Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I have a little half sister who my mom had like when I was 18. So like
okay.
She's like 9 right now.
Yeah. That was like hard though, right? You weren't like around, were you? Or
I was in high school and I was like a senior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was born, and then like.
Well, by the time she could talk and hang, it's a while.
It's like my, I'm almost like an uncle. You know what I mean? Yeah. She knows like.
Yeah.
My big brother, but it's like I'm like.
Well, it's hard because at that point, you like venture off on your adulthood, and you're not like sitting at home like, you know, you're not like growing up.
We're going off on a tangent. Okay. I want to get how you started. What was your catapult into? Because how do you remember how we met or no? I remember it clear because it was one of my. First, like, the weekend that it happened, it was one of my, like, first, like, L.A., you know, moment. Like, I was like, holy
give
shit, this is what it is.
Give it to me.
It was in Vegas. It was the, there was, like, an NFT at Resorts World, NFT Music Festival.
Okay.
And Swae Lee was there, or whatever. Like,
oh,
a bunch of
it that was, like, one. Okay.
Party. Was it,
I know which party, one. I know which party. One you're talking about. Kid LAROI performed.
Yep, Kid LAROI was there. I think Swae Lee, someone else. Anyway, I went with Tana.
Okay.
And... this is my first time in Vegas, I think. First, like, I've never been to Vegas. And Tana was like, yeah, pull up. We're all gone. It was, you know, the whole squad.
Yeah, yeah.
We're, like, walking in the lobby. I'm like, yo, whatever. I see, like the craziest haircut ever. Like, bright red flames, all over. And I was like, Tana's not even looking, bro. She's like, fucking on. I'm like, yo, that hair is fucking sick. And she goes, oh, Roman. And I'm like, who the fuck? And then guys like, fuck it. And I'm like, yo, what? And then we chilled that weekend.
Yeah,
and then
I was like. No, I remember that. Vegas be killing me. God. Yeah. I remember it, but I don't remember it. But I know what you're talking about.
No, I mean, bro, you've been there fucking a million times. Yeah. All that shit. But so that's like, I feel like that is kind of a lot of people's reactions in the, especially creator, like big name creators that I know personally. People love you.
Yeah.
Like, people love you. Like, that is the reaction I see you get pretty much from anybody.
Thank God. I did a decent job out here coming up. How did it all start? We could save, like, the early on days, but, like, I was going to school, and I had, like, a normal job. Oh, yeah.
What was, like, the big moment that you were like, I'm in this shit now.
Well, big moment, I'll get there quick. Was going to school, had a regular job, 9 to 5.
Where'd you work?
I went 2 years. Huh? Where'd I work? I worked for, this is actually a really cool story. Actually, wait, I can't tell the story in full because I just can't, but I was a leasing agent for the biggest property management company in the U.S. called the Irvine Company.
Yeah.
They own like every square foot of Orange County and a little bit of the outside area, like multi-billion-dollar company. Like when I was fucking 18 years old, the company was worth like $3 billion, I think, or some shit, or $2 billion. Like, imagine now. It's like this is 12 fucking 10 years, 10 12 whatever. But I finessed the job, underqualified. Everyone had a degree.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 18 years old. I just had a fucking mouthpiece on me. So I had a very close relationship within the company that was able to
That's
kind of
more
tie
valuable
me in.
Than a lot
yes,
of
yes,
degree.
Yes. And so I actually excelled and it was nice. I was there for 2 years while I was going to school. And like, this was like the coolest thing. I think this is what makes me feel the most grateful about my life in general is because I knew no one here. I knew none of this. Mm-hmm. I wasn't born around this, mm-hmm. into this. I didn't even know LA, like for us and where I'm from, like this is a movie place. Like you go there for movies and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to school and like I'd always be on Instagram and like I'd be scrolling and I'd see like the people who I've now became friends with 10 years ago, but like I would be like looking at them and I was just a follower, dude. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. Like, because we were seeing the pioneers of social media come out and like YouTubers and this and that. And like all of a sudden it's like these famous people who are not famous from Disney Channel, but they're still young and still famous.
They're like real people.
Yeah.
They're
and I was like, holy shit, how do I get here in some capacity? And I'm over here in a suit, bro, overseeing 3 different fucking properties, answering phone calls, trying to put people in apartment homes, which is awesome, an amazing job in general. However, like, I was just like, I feel very unfulfilled because I feel like my purpose is elsewhere. And then, bro, one day I was just like, I'm chalking this whole thing up. Dropped out of college after going to college for 2 years at Fullerton. Drop out, quit my job, have no plan, no fucking plan. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, I'm moving to LA and I don't know how or why, but I'm going to do it. Me and my best friend, we were like, let's do this together. Shout out to Lauren Steele. Me and her have built this legacy together. I would be nothing without her, and I can make the assumption that she could say the same.
Lauren?
Yeah, Lauren Steele.
Have I met her? I don't know.
You definitely do. She knows you. I was on the phone with her before this. You know Amanda Steele?
Show me.
I don't have my phone on me. Either way, Amanda Steele is one of the pioneers of social media.
Yeah.
She was famous at 13 years old for doing makeup. Makeup by Mandy. It's her sister, her younger sister. Mm-hmm. Anyways, Lauren and I came out here. We started a brand together and all this stuff. But like when we first moved out here, we were like trying to figure out what the fuck we can do. And it was me and her, and we split a one bedroom. We lived in a two bedroom. Me and her split one. I had a twin in the corner. She had a twin in her corner. Mm-hmm. And this other YouTuber girl took the other room, and then Amanda, her sister, would sleep in the living room. So we had a full little house. Our little room together was like $800, so $400 split, and we were like struggling to pay that. But we were like, we gotta be here. I got a job at Top Man. You know what Top Man, Top Shop?
No?
Oh, fuck, that might be a little before your time. I swear that I think they're closed now, but it's basically Zara. So like the two best like retail stores in like the kind of normal space, like commercial space, where like Zara and Topshop, like in the Grove, specifically one. Yeah. Like I was like, all right, I'm throwing all this away. And I was making hella good money at this company because it was a corporate company.
Yep.
Especially like back then.
You probably had to be there 8 hours a day.
And especially then though, like back then I was making like 20 something an hour, but this is in 2012.
Yeah.
Minimum wage was terrible then. Yeah, yeah. Still probably terrible now, but still. But anyways, so I'm like, fuck it. I sent it. I like come out here, I find a shoe store, and I'm like, or I ran the shoes in this store, basically think of it like Zara. And I was there for 6 months. And then I stumped, like I was struggling. I was like, fuck, like what am I going to do? Like this isn't it. But I was like, we got to figure it out.
Scary feeling.
Yeah, scary feeling. I've been there many times.
Yeah, I've been there
like times. Many times. Although that feeling breeds evolution.
Yeah.
Right? I think being uncomfortable is so important because it's kind of like,
then it lights a fire.
Yes.
A bit.
It's being conscious of like, oh shit, I think I need to do more, or like, you know, let's go secure another bag or whatever.
Yeah. Because you don't have another option.
Like, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But there was a lot of shit that happened in between then that led me into kind of what has catapulted my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is hospitality.
Yep.
So I am 20 years old. Like maybe we'll say 21, for legal reasons. I was 21 years old and I met, an incredible mentor of mine who basically helped me build everything that I've been able to build today, in the sense of, we met, he is, or was at the time, kind of like the head honcho of a hospitality company called SBE. And SBE owns restaurants, hotels, nightlife all around, from like anywhere from like LA to New York to Vegas to Miami, the Bahamas, etc. You know, they're global. And specifically in the nightlife division, Frankie Delgado has and was and always will be, you know, one of the greats, the goats. We get put in touch by a mutual friend, essentially, because I had just started to dabble into nightlife. Like, I met these guys. This is the real story. I met these guys one night, and I was going out with a girl that I was dating at the time, because she was like a pretty poppin' model when no one was poppin'.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just somehow bagged this girl. Yeah. Not sure how I did that. Shout out to Young Rome. Still that guy. Bag her. We go out. And I'm like, it was like my first time ever in the club, second time ever in the club, whatever. And I'm like, I didn't understand like club culture, and like I'm out and everyone's like partying and having fun. Mm-hmm. And these guys, like, I'm like, I befriended them.
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you do for work? And I was like, oh, I work at a shoe store. I sell shoes, you know, like trying to figure my life out. And they're like, oh, like, well, like we'd like you and we think you'd be good at this. Like, what if we paid you to do it? Like a little more than what you're making now. And I was like, pay me to do what?
Yeah.
I'm like, you're getting paid to be here? I thought we were all just drinking and turning up.
Yeah.
I'm like, I didn't even know this was a thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? I get introduced to nightlife.
Yeah.
And then so my journey began.
Yeah.
Then
you start meeting.
Yeah, and I don't, like, I never felt like that was truly my calling, but, like, I'm a I was born a hustler.
Yeah.
Like, I was flipping candy in elementary school, flipping candy in fucking middle school. Like, you name it, bro. Yeah. Like, that's just what I was doing. Like,
no, I
wasn't selling drugs, but I was selling candy.
I know that about you.
You know what I mean? And, like, I'll always, like, figure out how to make a lick, you know? And so, like, they introduced me to this industry that I just didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'll fucking try it.
Hell yeah.
You want to pay me a little more than I'm getting paid to work at the shoe store? Like, I'll try it.
Pull up to the club.
Exactly. So I'm like, all right, cool. So they show me the ropes. Then that's when I, like, it wasn't Frankie. They showed me the ropes. I kind of started making a little bit of noise. And, like, I was, like, the new kid on the block. And I was so hungry, bro.
Yeah, you were just so hungry.
Bro, I was outworking everybody times 100. Mm-hmm. So, like, my name kind of, like, popped up a bit. I got put in touch with Frankie. Me and Frankie sat down. He didn't know me. I didn't know him. He heard about me. I didn't even know who he was. And we're both Mexican. We kind of come from similar backgrounds and childhoods and stuff. And so, like, he had, like, a respect for me. For, like, you know, yeah, exactly. Like, trying to pursue something outside of, like, what, let's just call, I was destined to have.
Yeah.
And so.
Breaking the soul.
Yeah.
The cycle.
And so, brother. So, we went on a 7-year streak of just hustling. Hustling. And, you know, he gave me the keys and I was his right hand. And so I had became exclusive to SBE, the hospitality company. Yep. And I ran that up for 7 years. I've been out the game for a little over 2 now. Mm-hmm. And I have, you know, befriended and met everybody under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always knew that I had to network to figure out how to do some sort of business.
Would you say that is the biggest asset you've acquired?
Of course.
Your phone book, like your...
Of course. Yeah, yeah. I mean...
I know that's an obvious question, but I just wanted to hear it from you.
And this is how and why. So, at some point, everybody has needed my assistance of some sort.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Roman, I, my friend, my mom, right? And I was always there to take care of them.
Yep.
So, if you are the person that is responsible for taking care of everybody, well, then guess what? Inevitably, everybody is then going to be, and this is without expectation. This is just natural,
it's
right?
Good karma.
If you're a good person, right?
Comes back around.
Everybody is then responsible for also returning that favor at some point. And not that it was ever done with the intention of receiving favors in return, although that I knew, I'm like, okay, number one, I'm good at this. Number two, I love it. It makes me feel good. Number three, this is my job. And number four, you know, I would assume that in the future, whenever I have anything, people will be inclined to support me because of the way I've always been there for them.
True people, yeah.
And so 7 years of basically being like, you know, daddy got me an incredible amount of awesome relationships.
Yeah.
And like, you name it. And from there, I was able to figure out, you know, becoming an entrepreneur and then starting companies of my own, becoming a partner in others. And then now we have this vast Rolodex of, like, let's call it like 8 companies that I'm affiliated in. And it's like, okay, I like to be the guy for everything.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you tell me what you need and I know that I have it. And if I don't, my people do, but I will make sure I get it for you. So I'm still A, taking care of everybody, and B, I'm, you know, cycling the never-ending Rolodex into the businesses that I already have. And we are all just mutually supporting each other. And then that is how I scale brands.
Mm-hmm. It's like relationships and just getting,
And it's like, you drop it in the fucking, the cycle. The cycle doesn't stop.
Yeah.
And you drop it in the cycle and it just goes. And like, I have this shit figured out to a fucking science. Yeah. Like,
so this is what you do. Are you explaining what you do for Happy Dad?
Yeah, it was everything. It's.
So what's your role? I wanted to get into that. Happy Dad. What's your role?
My role in Happy Dad?
Because it's fucking it's a sick hookup, sick company. And of course, you're right in the fucking head of it. So
Yeah. Me and Sammy. Sammy's my brother.
Yeah.
Sammy Shahidi.
Yeah.
CEO of Happy Dad.
Uh-huh.
We always like, we have this conversation like once a month where we like try to like figure out what my role is. Like, or my title.
Your job
I'm
title.
Like, what's my fucking title, bro? Mm-hmm. You know, because like, we don't have one.
Nah,
because I do everything.
Bunch of shit, yeah.
Yeah, everything. And like
if you put one title in, it would be like downplaying your role.
Yeah,
you
know yeah. I mean? And like, I'm his right hand as well for like majority of things. So like, you could even just say like fucking right hand of the CEO.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Johnny, his brother, also my brother. Like, you know, we're all family. Kyle, like, these are all, you know, our relationships obviously started at where they were, and now we're all, you know, we're all a family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm very heavily integrated in the company. Once it ever sells, you know, we're all going to have a nice meal together and mm-hmm. it's going to be a beautiful time. And my role is just to be there in any and all ways that I can and just be the asset that I am and just, you know, feed the streets. You know, I got to say, though, it's definitely one of my favorite things I've ever been a part of. I'm so grateful that they believed in me to help them build this.
Yep.
And it's fun because here's the thing about most things, I would say, is in terms of business, if you build it right and if you, let me see how I want to say this. If you build it right and you do it long enough, mm-hmm. you don't have to do too much thereafter.
Yeah.
Right. And so now we're at that point for me where it's like everything that I need to do for this company to continue to scale and to mm-hmm. pull my weight and do my part, it kind of is on autopilot now because everyone knows, and I'm getting hit up multiple times a day by multiple people, all that are equally an asset to me as I am to them.
Yep.
And so it's just like so easy.
Yeah.
Like the entire marketing aspect of everything is done for me, whether it's big events, whether it's like, let's just say like very important people having an intimate get together, like last night.
We need a bucket.
We need to get Happy Dads on the show.
Let's go.
Last night, I supplied
Free
all
Happy
the Dodgers.
Dad, you got it.
I supplied all the Dodgers with Happy Dads last night.
For their World Series?
Yeah, World Series party.
Pop star party?
Yeah.
They get lit?
Yeah. Like,
Otani?
Yeah, one of my closest friends, literally, one of my closest friends hits me and he's like, yo, we need to lace the boys up with Happy Dad. I'm like, sick. Yep. And like,
You a Dodgers fan?
I mean, I'm not a baseball fan, but I'm a Dodgers fan.
Yeah,
I'm Dodgers and I'm Lakers. You know what I'm saying? Like, naturally, I don't have a choice. But anyways, like, you know, at this point, everybody knows, like, you know, I'm the guy to hit up for anything Happy Dad related.
Yeah.
You know, whatever that may be. You know, we have incredible people that are on the team. And if it's something that I'm not personally responsible for doing, you know, I pass them off. But like, it's fucking cool because it gives me enough to still maintain relevance, which is important for any and all business.
Yeah.
And so it's fun. And I meet a lot of cool new people, you know, all the time. Like someone will put me in a group chat. Hey, Roman, so-and-so needs Happy Dad. Da, da, da. Like, this is like kind of fun because, you know, I was such a Disney fan, but the other day, one of the homies throws me in a group chat with Cole Sprouse.
Yeah.
Cole or Dylan. I don't know which one it was, but one of the Sprouse twins. And he was having like a small little Halloween party. And he was like, Roman, you want to lace him up? I said, of course. You know? So it's like that all the
time. That's lit.
So it's still giving me that gateway, which is so cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, dude, by far one of my favorite companies I've ever been part
of. Okay, so kind of, that's sick. Pretty much like that's mm-hmm. simple as it is that you work for Happy Dad because you are who you are. All right. We got to stop the show right now, okay? I need to shout out my favorite spot for disposables, okay? Mad Labs. Available in crazy flavors. I got mango right here and bubble berry. But it's not just disposables. They got pre-rolls, carts, concentrates, and flower. At Mad Labs is their social media, MADLABS. And then the website, if you want to buy some for yourself, is mad-labs.net. Back to the program. Do you think, you find it rewarding? Like, it's just a cool thing to be able to work in a business that you're still excited about.
Oh, yeah.
And what I wanted to ask off of that, because before you mentioned you were like, all these people I'm meeting now and all these people I've known for 10 plus years.
Yeah.
I was a fan of them at first. And I can relate because I had, you know, 2,000 followers on Instagram and then I go on a Netflix show and then you get fucking half a million on four different platforms. Like, it's kind of how it goes. Then you come out here and you're like, all right, what do you do?
Yeah.
And I remember the honeymoon phase. Like, you know, it's like, oh, whoa. Yeah. Well, everyone you're meeting, like, holy shit.
It's a crazy phase.
And now I will say, this is just an example, okay? Yeah. And this comes from moving to a big city from coming from a small city. Like, Rick Ross, for example, performs at 11 in Miami once a week, okay? If I have somebody visit or something, like, and they're like, yo, Rick Ross is at 11. And I'm like,
it's the introduction to the highlights. Like, I get it,
but I was like, when I visited, I was like, yo, Rick Ross. And my boy's like, dude, he's not going to come out till 4, bro. I'm like, dude, we got tickets to see Rick. And they're like, bro, he's not going to come out till 4. Like, we can go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So, like you just said, Cole or Dylan, you met Zach and Cody.
Yeah.
And is that like, you were like, that's something really cool because I was a Disney Channel. Is there, do you see a different level, or is there different, like, is there people you would meet now and still get those butterflies, or is it kind of like?
Dude, like back in the day, it was as probably cool as it would ever get back then. Like when I was fresh into this shit, like Bieber would be out all the time.
Yeah.
We would kick it. Post was out all the time. Those were people that I would see frequently that I was like so like a heavy supporter and fan of back then too. But like even then, bro, it never like I never was like, oh my God, this is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, but like there's only a few people that I've ever been like, oh fuck, like I have butterflies.
Yeah.
There's only ever been a few people like that. And it was awesome to meet them and befriend them.
Uh-huh.
But like, I just like appreciate everybody for being like just a talented, amazing, like whatever it is that they are. And it wasn't like ever like, oh, I'm freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like if I was ever freaking the fuck out, it's actually one of my best friends right now.
Yeah.
And we actually currently live together. Literally. It's just crazy how it kind of worked out. But like, like this person, his name is Black Bear. He's an amazing
Wait,
artist.
You live with Black Bear?
Yeah, me and Bear live together.
What the fuck?
Exactly. So random.
That's not even my type of music. I know who that is.
Yeah. I mean, dude, he has hits after hits after hits.
Is your house loud?
No, we're chilling. We're chilling. You know, it's cool. It's calm. He's going through some life stuff right now. So, like, he just needed, like, a safe place to, like, you know, we're just broing out.
He's got Roman.
Yeah. And we just.
Couldn't be much. The good times, you know?
But I think actually, ironically enough and funny enough, meeting him was probably like the craziest thing for me. Like way crazier than like hanging out with Bieber and all this other stuff back then. Like, cause I was a fan of Bear for years, like 5 years before meeting him. I probably only listened to him literally for 5 years because of my best friend, Lauren, putting me on him. And it was weird. It just like resonated. His music resonated with me so well. And I just loved it. And then meeting him as like my number one true actual favorite artist was like the craziest thing ever.
Yeah. And now, yeah.
Yeah. And I think if I was to ever have a crazy, like high feeling from anyone else, it would have been meeting Mac Miller. Yeah.
Did you meet?
I didn't get to meet him.
Yeah.
Which really sucks. And I was really sad about when he passed.
You know where he's from?
Pittsburgh. Yeah.
412.
Wraps up. Come on. Shout out to the P. You feel me?
It's cool white boys. There's some cool white boys in Pittsburgh.
You know what I'm saying? Incredibly dope shit. But we had a lot of mutual friends. And then I had a friend that was actually involved with him back when that happened. And like, I remember one night I woke up from I was asleep and my phone was ringing. Like, I'm like, why is someone's calling me at like 3 a.m.? I pick up. My homegirl's like, I want you to meet someone. Hands the phone to Mac. I'm like, oh my God, I got a Mac lyric tattooed on my you know what I'm saying? He was like the first artist ever that I was like obsessed with.
Yeah.
And then I was meant to meet him and I had this dream, bro. I wanted to drink 40s Miller High Lives and just, I wanted to have a 40 with him.
Chill.
Chill. Maybe even freestyle. Like, cause I low key got it like that.
Hell yeah. And I've heard you rap.
Yeah. And that would have probably been like the second person that I ever freaked out on the inside on.
Yeah.
But other than that, I was always just taking in like how awesome it was to be around incredible, great people. And like, you know, it felt awesome for sure, but like never like tweaked out on like, oh my God, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I would think that I would have, but like,
I definitely had I fucking have had a lot of moments at random time, random house party, random whatever.
Yeah.
Like that weekend happened a lot. Like just in rooms with people. And I don't like, it's not even a specific person.
Yeah.
It's more like, damn, like I'm here. Yeah. Like when you just think about where you could, like I don't know, like
100%.
You don't know me that well, but it's not like it's kind of fucked up. Like you know what I mean? Like just like my parents were young, my mom was a stripper, my dad was a bouncer. Then, you know, my mom got in a lot of trouble going on. My dad got full custody. Like, it's not, you know what I mean? You through shit.
You know,
and you, like, born there, you know what I mean? On a fucking little shitty town. Yeah. Like, not even, I say Pittsburgh, but I was born an hour north of it.
Exactly.
And fucking, and then whatever. That's sick. I'm so happy that that happened. You know what I mean?
Like, you're not supposed to be there, but you're there.
That's what I'm saying. And that feeling is amazing. Like,
it's a feeling of winning.
It's like, I'm all the way out here.
Exactly. It's a feeling of winning. Cause like, given where you come from and everything, like, you're not supposed to be there.
No.
So the fact that you're there, you are winning.
Yeah.
And it's like, that is a... an amazing feeling. You feel
that often sometimes? You're not supposed to, like...
Yeah.
Like, why am I here? Like, dude, I think about that a lot. Like, you... So, like, your come up in this industry is a little different than mine because, like, I kind of just got picked out of, like...
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, for... And it's a little different now. It's a little more flooded and saturated now. Yeah. But I would say the first couple seasons of those big Netflix reality shows were, like, all right, you... I mean,
really
you see,
big
like,
deals.
Harry's, like, fuck...
Yeah.
Not even that I'm saying like I was, it was just mind blowing. Like, damn, they really interviewed like thousands of people and like,
fuck yeah.
We're out here and it's like us, it's us random. Like, I've talked about it with them.
No,
no, that it's just the weird. Like, do you feel that way? Like, damn, like,
yeah, I
like, you got picked sometimes.
I wake up and I try to practice gratitude every day, bro.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Hell yeah. It's easy to not be great. Like, it's easy to be like, damn, it should be better. Like, you
of
see
course,
other
bro.
Comparing with other people.
You've
got
to be grateful for everything you have if you want to, you know, even get more. And so I try to practice my gratitude all the time. And at this point, though, it's like, I am A, practicing gratitude, and B, I know I deserve to be here now because, like, I made this.
Yeah.
So I don't feel lucky anymore. I've kind of graduated from that feeling where it's like, okay, I earned it all now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I put everything that I had into this to be able to get here, even though we still have so much farther to go, but I'm grateful, for everything and anything, as well as like, I deserve this shit too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a hug and then a pat on the back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So what it did a little to me, like how I was almost too grateful for a little bit and it made me complete, like I was complacent for a second. Do you know what I mean?
I've been there.
Yeah, you ever feel that? Like,
of course. Because
it felt like everything was coming to me for a second. And then it attention spans. Yeah. Like, you know how the bit, like with my business specifically, but like it, and then you're like, oh shit. So then you kind of take a deep breath, like, and you can't do that for too long, in my opinion.
No, of course.
Do you have any spirit? Like, do you ever feel like that?
Yeah, so we kind of touched on that earlier a bit. Like, I like let's call it, so you're saying complacent, same thing as comfortable, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you sitting back, just chilling all the time. Like, it's cool. Mm-hmm. Everything's kind of going. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything wrong with having that for a second, but it's like, let's draw the line at a second, because the minute it goes over that, like, then it just becomes wasted time or too long. In my opinion, 'cause like, I've been there and like, things are going and I kind of just have everything on flow. And then like, then I feel like I should be doing more.
Yeah.
Still being grateful. Although it's like, wait, I kind of feel like I'm like a little off the gas.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm still young and I'm trying to build, like I should step on it a little more. Yeah. And like I said earlier, like those moments of consciousness are so important. Because at least you're conscious enough to know that you want
to
be doing more.
To be honest with yourself. Yeah. Just saying,
no. Exactly. And then, you know, then you go do more. And that's why I said that breeds evolution. Because, like, the discomfort breeds, you know, you stepping on the gas more. And it's like, then that destination is now farther than where you were when you were complacent. Mm. And so that is, from A to B, is more evolution. And I want to keep on evolving. I want to hop up out this motherfucking shell and turn into a butterfly a trillion times.
This time... freak you out ever?
No. Okay. Not at all.
You know what's crazy? So it does freak me out. And I had a feeling you were going to say no. And I need to hear the reason why.
When you say time.
Like, did turning 30 freak you out?
No. This is really cool too because.
I need some.
I got you.
Bro, I'm turning 27.
How old are you? Okay, 20. Okay, got you. I got you. So. I think that I was really scared of time and growing up and aging until I was like, I think until I was like 28. Mm-hmm. And then when I was 28, my perspective of it all changed. Mm-hmm. And this is what I tell people now. I love my age. I love that I've been on this earth for 30 years. You know what I love more about growing up and getting older? I love that I am going to be getting wiser and getting richer.
Yeah.
Okay. And I am just constantly learning. And with that being said, I'm also like learning how to appreciate life more in general. So how could I not love at increasing my entire life in general every single day that comes by?
Yeah.
So I am only getting greater and life is only getting better. Mm-hmm. So am I going to get scared of that? That's like asking me, hey, do you want $1,000 right now or no? Mm-hmm. I'm going to take the $1,000. Mm-hmm. I call it collect 200 and go.
Yeah.
I look at life like Monopoly.
Uh-huh.
So every day I'm collecting 200 and then I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to collect that. And it's so beautiful to me. And, you know, it took me a while to be able to understand this and kind of like, this is just my own personal way of looking at things. And, you know, I think being optimistic is one of the most important things that humans can ever do. Because life is scary. Life is dark.
Kill you.
Yeah. And if you can't create light on your own, well, then guess what? Sometimes you're going to be in rooms where it would never exist unless you brought it out. You know what I mean? So, like, that's what I like to do. I'm like, all right, well, I'm a fucking magician then. Boom! And it's like a fucking light.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't care. Like, I'm going to have to find that in no matter what. And, you know, being in L.A. and, like, where getting older is a bit scary, especially when you have fucking 14-year-olds popping out of nowhere, becoming famous and have more money than you after being on the internet for 4 months. And you're like, what the fuck?
How did that happen?
And then like, then you somehow end up in these rooms with these fucking young kids that are all famous. And you're like, damn, I'm old. But it's like, when we're speaking relative to like life in general, we're not, you're definitely not. Yeah. I'm not even.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm, a lot of people say too, you know, 30s is the new 20s.
I heard that a lot. I tell myself that.
So like,
I got like three years.
Bro, think about this. I'm gonna just tell you this. Look, as scary as it may seem, and as much as time will and won't fly, because the next 3 years of your life, you know, they will fly. Although, but
that's
like,
what I think scares me even more, because I know I like look back a little bit and it's like, holy shit, that was that long. Like, bro, think of that story when I met you, bro. That was probably 3 years ago.
But guess what? From then till now, have you had fun?
Fuck yeah.
Exactly. So fuck yeah. So fuck yeah for 3 years. Okay, well, 3 times 3 times 3 times 3 is just fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck. Bro, it's going to get better. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to get better. There's going to be a point in time where, let's just say, you know, you want to keep on doing this podcast for the next year. Okay, well, maybe next year you're doing it in one of your houses in L.A., mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it can only get better if you allow yourself to think that way. So like, I'm always down to just get better. So that's my perspective on aging.
You're and it's better.
Getting better.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm even looking better. No, hell honestly. Yeah.
No, I do say that. Like, I want to make sure, cause I do, like, you have friends and shit. Like, that are like people who are like around our age, and it's like, damn, I was like good looking a couple years ago. Like, oh, I don't want to be, you know what I mean? Like,
never.
Imagine. Like, I like to think I get a little bit, like, I had a little sauce, a little.
And I'm gonna give, by the way, let me give a fucking, I'm gonna give a fucking PSA in this bitch right now.
Yeah.
I am probably, whatever we're getting here is like, probably like low key, like my worst in the last year. Only because I've been doing a terrible job at balance and I've been over social. So like normally I feel a little bit better in general, like very woosah.
Yeah.
My balance has been a little off, you know, but I'm like coming back on it and everything. But like in general though, like I would just say like on average though, like, I mean, I feel fucking great. And and like normally when I'm on my shit, like I would say like I look my best now, like at 30.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So... You know,
And you've been golfing.
Yeah, I've been golfing.
Golfing a lot.
A lot. I try to golf. If I can, I'll golf like every day. Fucking a week and a half ago, I golfed 8 days in a row. It was nice.
I remember. I see your shit.
I'm trying to get better. Golf is a whole other story.
You're pretty nice, but I'm like, you wouldn't even have fun. I drink a Happy Dad and chill in the cart with you.
Hey, well, that's still a vibe, you know? But, I mean... Bro, I love this shit.
I see you love it. You have like a passion for it.
I'm so passionate about it. And it's fun too, because I feel like little hood Mexican who popped out is not supposed to be golfing.
You're nice.
But I'm like,
you make it look smooth and cool.
I'm in you know what? How about this? This was a really fucking awesome like realization. The other day, a homie of mine named Diego.
I know Diego.
I don't think you know the Diego.
Oh, different Diego?
Yeah, probably. Maybe. Don't know this Diego. But he's like super low-key, that's why.
Yeah.
So he's a member at one of the most prestigious country clubs in maybe California, but like, or oh no, 100% in California, but maybe the U.S. even. But like, it's called LACC, Los Angeles Country Club.
Yep.
Like, no one gets to play there. It's super hard. And so like, I actually just played this course the other day that they played in the U.S. Open. And it was fucking breathtaking. And like,
they played the U.S. Open there?
Yeah. This place, bro, you can't even pull your phone out. You're not allowed to pull your phone out at all for nothing.
To go, really.
For any reason. You can't pull your phone out. Well, it has to be, like, in, you can't be seen. And, like, he's Latino as well. And after we had finished golfing, we were just sitting down and having lunch and, like, taking in the moment. He's like, you know, like, we're, like, some of the only Mexicans in here, right? Like, and it was so cool because this place is so prestigious, bro. You can't even wear golf shorts. Yeah. You can only wear golf pants. Like, and you know, I'm buttoned up to the nines. And like, when I post on social media and golfing and stuff, I'm like, obviously kind of like a little more dripped out on my urban shit. And at the same time, though, I respect the sport so much that like, when I do need to completely show up in respect, I can and I will. But it's just so cool to be able to like, even be there, because like that's like the highest level of prestige you can get to, and it's like, and then I'm with like the elitists of the world, you know what I'm saying? Like
they're all there.
Yeah. And I get to rub
see like I would go chill
them.
There I would go vibe there.
Yeah,
I don't think like you but it's have cool. fun golfing with me, bro. It's, I hoop with cool. you. I hoop with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we can hoop, you I know hoop what I mean you. I'm with that
maybe
too.
I'll but see, that's another thing. Time, like, when are we not gonna be able to hoop?
Yeah, when are we not going to be able to? Well, listen, sir, that's why I picked up golf.
Exactly.
I can golf until
I need to figure it out,
done,
right?
Dog, yeah. But, I mean, hooping, you know what I'm saying? I feel like we definitely have more time. Like, a lot more time. Let's say 10 years.
Yeah.
We just got to stay in good health.
All right.
You know what I mean? Like, I know, like, the joints and shit get achy, but I feel like as long as you are moving and stay on top of it, bro, there's some, like, 7-year-olds who would beat us up.
Yeah. True.
I want to be one of those.
And I'm going to hop on test and shit when I'm like 40.
Yeah,
right?
Like, bro, also, let's be honest, in like X amount of years, like shit's just going to get more advanced.
Yeah,
like I'm going to be like, I'm superhuman, bitch. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we know these rich motherfuckers be on some shit we don't know about.
Yeah, oh, hell yeah. Oh, God.
So we got to make the bag so we could afford that.
So that's the goal, longevity, so we can gotta be rich to live long.
Longevity for everything. And like, it's only for happiness. Like,
so... That's for it. Your longevity, what is there a goal? Does Roman have a goal? It maybe it's a loose one. Like, is there one? Like, you want to get married?
Yes.
And you want kids?
I want to get married and have kids.
So you see it in like, I'll just 15 years. Like,
I would probably like to be married in like 5 years.
Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, say 15, like a kid or two.
Oh,
and
yeah,
like,
yeah. In 15 years, I'm married
like
with two kids.
Like your own business or something? Like,
in 15 years, I'm married with two kids. I will have, sold either my shares or my company, companies, or anyone that I've been affiliated with, we will have exited by then. And the blueprint for being able to start a business and finish it will already be there. And we may be on our second or third one by then, or I might even be a fucking manager by then.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where I'm going to go. I just know that I'm going. And so like, I'll that's all that I need to know, because like, I am on track. And so like, whenever the end of this comes is when we can then focus on what's next. But like, you know, that's career wise. And as far as like family and all that, yeah, I want a wife and I want children. I think I'd be cool with two. It depends how rich I get.
Yeah.
Because if I'm really rich, then I'll have way more kids.
Fuck yeah.
I will have five kids, dog. You know, like, I didn't have a big family ever. And like, that's something that I really want. So if I get to have like, land with space and have kids, oh brother, it's up. And that's just what it is.
Go ahead, Mitch. I don't even know what you're trying to ask me. Why don't you ask on the mic, Mitch?
I'm not hosting this. What do you think about like Latinx versus like Latino or Latina or whatever, that whole
Latinx?
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know what that is
exactly.
Either.
All right, that's all we needed to know.
What is that?
It's supposed to be like the gender neutral whatever of like Latin or whatever. Some woke shit.
Oh, I get what it's saying now.
You are,
he's
like,
saying
you live in
no. He's saying because in Spanish there's feminine and masculine forms of words. So he's saying they do, instead of going O or A, they say X at the end and make it a gender neutral. Like, instead of you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I have four words for that. To each their own.
There you go.
When it comes to politics, bro, I'd be the least political motherfucker.
I didn't even know
game.
What that was, honestly.
I swear to God, I can't be bothered by like choosing a side for anything. I deadass, I'm like,
yeah.
Bye. That's all, dude. Yeah. That's it. Just leave me alone.
I'm kind of
please.
I'm kind of in the zone of like, we don't really know what's up. So, like, for us, we're like a bunch of little ants on here. For us to be, like, arguing and butting heads, like, I feel like we don't really know.
I don't know. There's everything that's going on is all new. Everything is all new, and, like, it is what it is. And I am a – I respect everybody, and I respect everything. Mm-hmm. And you are allowed to believe whatever it is that you wish, and that's okay because you're you and I'm me. And that's all. Like, that's all
right, before
it.
We got into that, fuck that. I don't even care about that shit. But before we got into that, what I was going to say is I hope we can look back in 15 years when you're explaining how your situation is going to be and we can watch this shit. I hope I'm still so around funny. In the picture.
Bro, come on. You got to be.
I hope I'm still around because if I'd be willing to bet my money, you remember Roman, Mitch, because I think in 15 years some shit's going to go on, and I hope my number's still in the phone book. So.
Hey, man, listen, brother. I don't like it's very easy to stay in people's lives mm-hmm. as well as it's easy to not. Mm-hmm. But you got to give love and you know what's happened from time to time and then that's it. Yeah. You know, you ever need anything you hit me, I ever need anything I hit you.
Hell yeah.
Y'all hit me to pop on. I don't even do this. You know this is my second podcast I've done in my life?
Yeah, really?
Who's the first one? I just don't do podcasts.
Yeah, I don't even know if I've ever seen you on one or not, but
yeah.
You can ask Mitch, I'm not even gassing you up. Like I've had like Antonio Brown and shit on like random like big names. Like yeah. This is one I was excited about. Like this is one that I like all week I was like, yo, I'm gonna get some info and this is someone that I need to
yeah.
We need to stay locked in. So appreciate
listen,
you.
I'm here. I'm
do
here
you
for
wanna,
my people.
Promo? Is there anything like you wanna give your Instagram and shit? You wanna give your OnlyFans?
I wish I made one. I'd have been up. I should have just did it. Richer, right? Fuck. Yeah, man. Listen, you know, I think the journey's been great. The journey's gonna get better. If you wanna, you know, participate, follow me at Roman Royale. We're just, you know what I'm saying? We're taking one day at a time and we're enjoying it and we're playing some golf and occasionally we do some fun, cool shit that you might want to look at. So go look at it. You feel me? Other than that, shout out to my brother Joey for having me, man.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
You know, we got to make time and we did just that. And speaking of time, it's time for me to go. So we hope you guys enjoyed the show. You feel me?
Thank you, Roman.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.